We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
So, Heat won two quarters tonight. Let's start there. Listen... We've been getting arguments on Twitter, on the timeline, in the group chats, on Twitter, on Heat Facebook. They're, you know, hanging people in effigy because Heat Facebook is weird. Here's my point of view on this whole thing. First of all, it's Heat and Seven, you fucking cowards, okay? That's number one. Second of all, Kyle Lowry, Max Strus, or Duncan Robinson, whoever's starting at the two, Bam Adebayo, Jimmy Butler, PJ Tucker, Markieff Morris, Caleb Martin, Victor Oladipo, who else? Gabe Vincent, who am I missing? Omer Yurtseven, I mean, Haywood Highsmith, Kyle Guy, Dwayne Dedmon. These guys have given me one of the most enjoyable Heat seasons of my entire life. So what I'm not going to do after every game, no matter how bad people want me to do it, is pack niggas up. I'm not going to say, we need to trade this dude. We need to trade that dude. That talk will come in the offseason. Mm-hmm. For now, I'm going to support the team that has had such a good season that we get 400, 500, 600 viewers live every night. We get 4,000, 5,000 people downloading watching the YouTube shows. We get thousands and thousands of podcast listeners to a show that's a visual medium, not to mention all the other Heat Beat properties, right? I, as a Heat fan, am not going to sit here and pretend to put on some analyst hat and act like I know all about every fucking thing. I don't. I just root for my team. So if you want the show that's going to talk shit about our own players, who's going to start talking about trades right now, who we need, who's not this, who's not that, who's not a superstar, who you can win a finals with, who you can't win a finals with, this is not it. I am appreciative as fuck of this Miami Heat basketball team. It's still Heat and Seven. I'm not, you know, throwing in a towel by any means. But what I'm trying to tell y'all is I appreciate the shit out of these dudes. Okay? So I don't know whoever else wants to do it. I'm not going to be the one to do it. I'm not going to be the one to start shit-talking Bam Adebayo when we've been calling him the Defensive Player of the Year all year. And all of a sudden, we want to talk about the man like a fucking dog. Like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? Man. Like, what are we doing? You want to talk about Kyle Lowry like a fucking dog? Like, that man didn't fucking prop you up for months this season when Bam and Jimmy were fucking out. The reason you're a fucking one seed and you have a chance to win a game in fucking Boston and come home and win a game seven is because of Kyle fucking Lowry. Grow the fuck up. Like, we got packing up Jimmy Butler. He's not a superstar because of three bad games when he was the best player in the playoffs the entire playoffs. He was the best player up until three games ago. Statistically, he might still be top three right now. Grow up. Teams lose. Sometimes your team is a little bit injured and you run into the Celtics are really fucking good. They are a good basketball team. You understand what I'm saying? Like, Robert Williams is a very good defensive player. It is hard to score on him. Now, is that excuses? No. Should they play better? Yes. But what I'm not going to do is sit here and just shit on these dudes, man. Like, it's just weird behavior. Anyway, take me out, Brass. That's all I'm saying, guys. Y'all are free to do what you want. You're free to pack dudes up, throw them in the trade machine, send motherfuckers. You can do whatever you want. I'm just saying I am not going to do it, and I'm going to try my best for us not to be the show that just shits on the Miami Heat. Mm-hmm. And listen, if it goes that way, it goes that way. But I'm going to do my best that this is not that show. Because you know what? It's Hangover Time. I am Alphonse Sidney, a.k.a. Alf954. If you're watching live on Twitch, thank you very much. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button, gift subs, do whatever the shit y'all do. If you're watching the replay on YouTube after tonight's game, oh, you are a mensch. I fucking love you. I can't believe you would go to YouTube and watch more analysis of that fucking game. And if you're listening to the podcast in the morning, drink all the way to work. All the way.
We need it.
At breakfast, put vodka in your cornflakes.
This is the morning to do it, though.
Okay.
The views of Alphonse Sidney do not reflect the views of Miami Heat and Hangover Time. They are his own, and we do not condone any of the messy shit he was out here talking about.
Whatever. Let's go. Let's find out who kicked our ass tonight, Brass.
They kicked our ass.
Moose, who kicked our ass?
We were starting with that.
Right. Same.
Yeah, exactly. Right on the spot. Okay, you know what? Out the gate, I don't know if it's the top one, but it's the first one that came to my head. The fucking refs tonight. Did they forget the game was in Miami? We weren't getting a single home court call. I'm not even talking like a 3-second defensive violation or nothing. So the refs kicked our ass tonight, and I'm drinking that monkey shoulder because I'm trying to forget what happened tonight and just move forward to Boston. So, yeah.
Take Bond, care. Who kicked our ass tonight?
They kicked their own ass, and the conference schedule didn't help.
Adam Silver kicked our ass. Fuck. Sorry.
You know, but, you know, I don't know. Worn downness, all a bunch of that kicked our ass, but they also played a fair hand
in
kicking their own ass is how I feel.
Brass, who kicked our ass tonight?
I mean, I would definitely go with Adam Silver. Just fucking this every other game thing, man. And it sucks for both teams.
To go with it too, right?
No. Yeah, I'm just saying in general. I think this series could have been way more competitive. Now, granted, it's I do think it goes seven. This series isn't over. But the way you've seen it, it just both sides are just like obliterated. And like, you know, I just don't understand why he didn't add an extra day in for travel. I haven't gone back. I haven't checked to see if they'd done that in years past. But I mean, not to my knowledge, it's pretty fucked up. And this is the kind of basketball you get, which is just a bunch of broken ass players out there. You're right. It happens on both sides. But I get a little frustrated because I don't think there's all this talk about like, Jason Tatum and is, you know, he's, they kept talking about like his lingering injury and everything out there. And that could very well be true. But like, there's no talk. I didn't hear really any talk about Jimmy.
We're perfectly healthy.
Much talk about Kyle. And I'm pretty sure the Celtics kind of had to figure out if you just hit the floor and stay on the floor and go back to the locker room every now and then, people are like, oh, they must be hurt. But because we don't do that, I just think like there's no, you see Jimmy, he has absolutely zero lift. What Peyton Pritchard did to him, Peyton Pritchard kicked our fucking ass in this series. That's really what happened. because that fucking, when he grabbed his right knee like that, coming up off the fucking floor, it completely changed the trajectory of Jimmy Butler in this series.
Slumpin' Slobinson says, let's see what excuses Alf has today.
See, this is the shit I'm
talking about.
What are y'all be talking about? What is excuses? When do I, have I given excuses? Mm. Team sucks one night. Like, who is going to be surprised if the Heat go into game six and win a game in Boston? They just did it. I don't give excuses for poor performances. They suck tonight. What I don't do is decide that a player's entire career is shit because you over-emotional ass motherfuckers get all hyped and mad over a game. Bam didn't do what they wanted, but shut the fuck up. You're emotional, you're weird. And you will put somebody in the trade machine off of a single bad fucking game. That's not what I do. If that's an excuse, I guess I make excuses. You guys have watched, if you've watched me all season, I do not overreact to wins or losses. I haven't overreacted to the point we're in the Eastern Conference Finals. You motherfuckers thought they were going to miss the playoffs at certain points in the season. Is that making excuses? Or is that me just being fucking reasonable and not being overly fucking weird about bad games? Anyway, Kenny, who kicked our ass?
My own patience kicked our ass. Look, people don't know. The Miami Heat did, like, community work at my preschool. I've been a Heat fan since 96. I've been closely watching since 2002. I joined Heat Beat in 2021. This past week or so, I have never been more miserable in my life as a Heat fan. But keep this in mind. I haven't had any emotional attachment to basketball since D-Wade got hurt in 07. It's these fucking, like, and I'm not going to blame everybody, but these fucking fans, man. Oh, my. Like, if you're going to be a pseudo expert, watch the fucking game at least, dude. Like, he went, what, 7 for 45 tonight from 3?
Yes.
Something insane like that, right?
That is it. I was going to bring that up.
Second game in a row. Second game in a row. Max is 0 for 9. I think, who was it? Kyle was 0 for 6, 0 for 7, something like that. Jimmy was like 3 for 14. 0 for 6. Jimmy 3 for 14. Bam is 8 for 14, and I have hundreds of dumbass fucking idiots yelling at me about Bam needs to be... What the fuck game are you watching? The nigga was second in field goal attempts all throughout. And fine, field goal attempts aren't shot attempts, really, because that doesn't fit the narrative, whatever the case is. The reason they lost is looking you in the fucking face. It's looking you in the face. It's right there. They couldn't hit a shot. Why are we, like, recycling these dumbass, like, takes we have holster just in case, like, hey, whatever, fuck it, 3 for 15, 3 for 40, whatever the fucking percentage was from 3, it doesn't matter, he's not aggressive. What?
50% from 3, and it's Bam's fault.
It's Bam's fault. He finishes the game 8 for 14, and it's Bam's fault because of aggression.
And, but see, that
I'm sorry. You can get your takes from podcasts because I do see stuff we say, like, get remixed and whatever, but use the full context. Sometimes Bam is in transition and he pulls the ball out when he's shooting, right?
Annoying. Very annoying.
That's annoying. Every once in a while. That happens, what, 6 times a game? Like, that's a lot. So let's say he attacks, he makes half of them. That's 6 points. They've been losing these games by 30. Why the fuck are you talking to me about this? Like, at a certain point, just fucking... How many... Like, I'm... You know what? Don't pull up stats. We know how they've shot the last 2 games. We know what the actual problem is. Fine. Bam can be more aggressive, even though that's not his role. It's never been his role. We know what guys' roles are. The guys who are supposed to put the ball in the basket have not been able to. But let's go ahead and blame this guy. Fine. Whatever. Cool. Believe me out of it. I didn't ask for any of this shit. I did not ask for anybody's opinion. You're not an expert. You're not an analyst. You're a dude with a social media account who half-ass watches games. I don't want to hear that shit. They lost the game. Cool. I'm fine. If it's Heat in 7, it's Heat in 7. hey, if it's Celtics in six, Celtics in seven, I've seen losses before. It's fine. But if you're going to be the pseudo expert, experts at least pay a little attention to what they're talking about before they talk. I don't even know if I'm staying for this whole show because I don't. I'm gonna tell the chat right now. I don't have any funny jokes. I'm not in the mood for that shit.
No, so
this has been. It's so like strange. This has been just, like, oh my god!
I just
it's
gotta,
real anger, and it has nothing to do with the game.
That's fair. That's fair. Just real quick before your internet goes out, who kicked their ass? I didn't. I.
Man, I don't care. I don't care.
He said okay. His emotions okay. kicked out. So, okay, there's a lot of talk about don't blame injuries, right? So one of the things that, okay, so the thing is, like, we can speak about these things intellectually, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you can say the refs did a terrible job, but you probably gonna, if the ref did a great job, you still were gonna lose that game, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You could say the injury to Jimmy Butler, right now, Jimmy don't look himself. And that cripples you. The Tyler injury really hurts if Jimmy can't score for you, right? Kyle Lowry hasn't looked like himself the entire playoffs. All these things are true. But then you can also say, okay, well, then maybe there's something to the roster construction that doesn't allow you to overcome these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a way to talk about injuries, yes. And the Celtics are injured too. But they can overcome some of these things because of the way their roster's constructed. Mm-hmm. The Heat have a very small margin for error. So, yes, you can say guys are injured. The refs sucked. You're not blaming the loss on those things. You're just saying these were factors, and if we were built a little bit differently, we could overcome them.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you set it up that way because, yes, injuries played a big role in our loss tonight. I'm not negating that. But injuries aren't the reason we lost tonight's game, okay? I think all year, and especially it shows tonight with Tyler not playing at all, we needed more offense from our bench. And we were getting it from different guys every night. Like, throughout the season, the entire time, the sum of its parts, when they were all clicking and working together, that's when the Heat's at its best. But unfortunately, you're not going to get that in a seven-game series in the playoffs just because of the way that they're constantly scheming for you every single game. Shout out to the Coach Udoka of Boston that he's doing an incredible job in this series with all of the defensive adjustments. You couple that with the injuries and the overall physicality of Boston, just completely denying us anything at the rim tonight. And Jimmy's lack of explosion, again, take it back to not having those 2 days in betweens. So it's a mix of all of that coming together at the absolute worst time of the year. Injuries are catching up to you. And right now it's literally just about who's going to come out of this the healthiest, which neither side is going to be healthy at the end of this, but who can make it?
Moose, the chat's getting on you, by the way.
Listen. Drinking, there's a lot of things going on.
I thought you said Sudoku. Bath game.
No,
yeah,
no. I kind of did that like KG said. It was a funny clip that I saw of KG messing up a word. I'll find it. Take me out, Brass.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it was fucking hilarious. And the fact that me and you were just talking about
this shit. I'm gonna find it.
Get us a tweet or something. Siobhan. Okay, so now another issue people are talking about is the refs, right? Now, the refs, I don't think they were great. I don't think they were fair. I think there were some drives. When they finally drove to the basket, they didn't get the calls. Mm-hmm. And Mark Jackson made a comment that when you're not as aggressive as the other team, eventually the refs stop rewarding you. It's not right, but it's playoff basketball reality. And for too many possessions, I thought – they saw Robert Williams, or they saw even guys like Al Horford, or guys like Grant Williams, and pulled the ball back out. The only one who wasn't scared all night was Gabe. And I think Jimmy not having his knees and Kyle not having his hamstring has prevented them from wanting to attack these guys. But you can't ask the refs to bail you out if you're not aggressive all night long, and the one time you drive, you want a foul call.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Yes, I agree. Before we talk, I kind of want to touch on a little bit of everything else first. I think people are allowed to have their opinions. Yes, there's a way to frame your opinion intellectually. Yes, there's a way to use whatever evidence you want to use to like back up your opinion, right? And I think, I'm glad you mentioned, kind of the stuff with roster construction, because I think what you see now is some frustrations from people who have maybe felt a particular way about the team all season. It may be like it wasn't worded or said the way that you or whomever else that people are having these like debates or fights or issues or these like spats, whatever the fuck, like maybe things haven't been worded the best or whatever, but if people have had feelings about the product or the components of the product, kind of throughout, but then were, barked back at by, they're playing well and yet this and once and all of that is completely true. This team has played well. The sum of its parts have come together really nicely. And it sucks that it hasn't now, but to go back to the point of roster construction and the way that the team has been put together, if people have had frustrations with that, then they are allowed to have those frustrations. Word them, speak them in a way that like is not derogatory, inflammatory, and just like real asshole-ish about whomever it is. But you're either talking about the players, or do you want people to talk about Riley? Do you want people to talk about the front office? Like, where do you want people to direct whatever kind of it is that they feel? And if people get emotional, you can also not get emotional back. Like people, but you have that right. Like people have the things, the rights to say or feel about the things. We talk about Bam and why he catches so much flack, but then a lot of us here, particularly Alf Kenny, like talk a lot about, not really wanting to hear contractual talk. And if people are just talking about the money that people make just to talk about, just to talk about the dollar figure, then that's one thing. But a contract is supposed to be a mutual understanding, a mutual agreement of what we should be able to realistically expect here and kind of going forward. And so I think it is fair in a way to have frustrations with the guys. People have had frustrations with Kyle all season. Kyle has had shooting slumps most of the season. Yeah, he helped you, get through tough stretches without Jimmy and Bam, but so did the rest of them. And so, yeah, people have had frustrations with Kyle. People have had frustrations with Bam because this is where the money is. People have frustrations with the idea of paying Tyler because maybe they see the warts, and that's just another sum of money. Tyler would have been great this series. I think his offensive game suits this series really well. But I don't know. It's a lot of other stuff. I don't want to take up too much time, but, like, there's a way to talk and let people talk, but there's also a way to hear and respond. To your point about the refs, though. You can take me out, Bryce. So maybe it isn't right that is how that they go about. But Kind of not really, because, and I'm not even coming from a biased standpoint, being that, you know, my roommate's a ref. Like, me and her go back and forth all the time. Like, we have, like, kind of just, like, heated little discussions. And it is true, though, the team that comes out and sets the tone, that is the one that sets the tone. You are going to show me what a foul looks like. You're going to show me, you know, how I'm going to go about doing this. And so, yeah, the point at which they finally decided to start, you know, playing with force, one, it was too late. And then two, well, maybe not too late because they got it to 13, but, you know, it's not fair. It's not right. But it is, like you said, it's playoff basketball. You are the home team. You've been the one, like, play, show, bring it to make, put it on me to make the call. And if you're not, then you're not until you do. And then they've been doing it the whole game, though. So I don't know what you want me to do.
Yeah. Real quick, just to Bond's point, because she's absolutely right. We didn't see, at least I felt like we didn't see any real assertiveness or aggressiveness from the Miami Heat until Caleb came in the second quarter. We finally started seeing these guys wake up and some energy building and some momentum going. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, then halftime came and all that just completely stopped. And then it started over and we couldn't find that rhythm again after the half. But she's absolutely right. It shouldn't have taken until that moment in the second quarter for us to be attacking the paint as aggressively as
and I get, you know, injuries, we should have. Certain types of injuries prevent, like, certain types of explosiveness and moves, and I understand all that. But even going into the things that we were taking, I always have an issue with the way that Bam kind of goes into a shot. I have an issue sometimes with the lack of kind of just being sturdy in Jimmy's shot, the fading away. Like, those stuffs have been things. So I know that they are hurt, but, like, they also didn't play with the, I don't know, requisite amount of, like, And they shot like shit. And they were moving, for the most part, moving and getting into the looks and into the shots cleanly. So,
look, I'm gonna remain consistent here.
That's what I was just gonna point out.
Look, if we can talk about the officiating all we want, maybe it was skewed a certain way, maybe it wasn't. The end of the day, 7 of 45 from three is what lost the game.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's it. We can blame the refs, and yeah, that's fun. That's cool, but 7 of 45 from three. We, like, this goes with both my point and Bond's point. We got to stay on topic here. What actually lost the game? 7 of 45 from three lost it. That's all there is to it.
And I will say, to the contract thing, and I'm not sitting here. I do not have the energy for an argument. I've been in Arkansas for 2 days. Okay.
Damn. What is
Arkansas, saying, man? Fayetteville, Arkansas. I had to stay at a Quality Inn and Suites last night. That's fucking false advertising, Jesus by Christ. The way. The floors were sticky. The carpet was sticky. There were five pillows. There were five pillows on the bed, and all of them were a perfect fucking square. Have you ever tried to sleep on five perfectly square pillows? It's a fucking nightmare. I've slept 2 hours in the last fucking 72, and I'm fucking exhausted, and I'm tired, and I come home to a fucking flat bullshit performance from the Miami Heat. Yes, they were fucking hurt. They were fucking tired. I'm fucking tired.
No energy.
I showed up for tonight's fucking game, for tonight's show. I got energy from the fucking start. God damn it, I know your hamstrings hurt. I'm fat and old. You think this shit is easy for me? I just had to sit on an airplane next to the whitest white woman I've ever seen in my life. She had shoulders like Gronkowski. I don't know where the fuck they made her at. She was like 5'3", but it's like wider than me. I'm over here, I'm a 6'250 pound black dude. I'm over here like this because this 5'3" white woman is taking up all the seats, and she brought her own fucking food on the flight. A whole fucking pack, some bistro sandwich shit with fucking a charcuterie board. She had all kinds of snacks. She was spreading her shit out everywhere. I was in fucking hell. And you know what? I showed up tonight. I showed up. I was injured. My lower back fucking hurt. I was seated. You know that fucking little weird seat the fucking flight attendant sits in? I looked at the fucking flight plan, the seat plan. Oh, this is a good seat. There's nothing next to it. No, there's a flight attendant right next to me. And he just fucking poked it up the whole fucking night. I can't move my goddamn arms. Motherfucker, I showed up. Anyway, sorry.
Hey, look, I've vented. I'm good now. I'm just here to provide some advice. Alf, and you've lived longer than me. You know this, but just a reminder. As somebody whose dating life was the most active when they lived with their parents. If you get booked for a cheap hotel, sleep in a car.
No, it wasn't my fault. Bro, I didn't have a car. Bro, I was in Arkansas.
The floor, yeah, the floor is like,
my
nah.
My flight got canceled. There were no hotels anywhere.
Sleep,
the best
yeah, but,
I could do was what, a
what hotel
was it? Suites.
The quality. What hotel was it?
Quality suites.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I got some memories. Yeah, sleep on a roof.
I know her.
Damn advertising.
Yeah, sleep on a roof. I got memories at Quality Inn. Sleep on a roof.
I was like,
no, no.
I was like, let me get a couple bottles of water for the room. He's like, oh, man, we only take cash. I was like, what kind of Ponzi scheme you running here, motherfucker? I was in Fayetteville, Arkansas. I go to the guy at the counter. I'm like, man, I've been a long night. I had two flights canceled, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, man, I've never been on a plane before, but that sounds tough. He was like 30 years old.
Aww. Oh, Jesus.
Fayetteville, Arkansas. Yeah. Listen, if anybody's watching from Arkansas, go to the Quality Suites and book this nigga a flight.
If you watch it from Arkansas, move.
Immediately.
Yeah, you can't be going to cities you've never heard of before.
Listen, yeah, you can't do that. A certain corporation has their headquarters in Arkansas, and that's why I had to be there. I forgot my entire point when the rant music started. I was just going off.
What's my contract?
Oh, about Boston.
The max contract thing. Yes. I will say Bam earned that max contract not for what he will one day be able to do, but what he currently can do right now. And that has been my entire point with the max contract. You held the Boston Celtics to 93 points tonight, not because Boston's a bad offense, because you have one of the best defenses in the entire NBA. And what is supposed to make up for the fact, why should you be able to score more than 80 points? Because your starting backcourt should have more than zero field goals.
I mean, super yes to that.
Yes.
Jimmy Butler should have more than 13 points on 4-for-18 shooting. Tyler Hero's supposed to be there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bam is what Bam is getting paid for. They are doing, when you see 93 points all game, I don't care what you say, when they made their big shots, they were step back threes, contested. They made a lot of big shots and they still only scored 93 points. Bam, for what he is getting paid for, he is absolutely doing. I'm still annoyed to this point that we keep getting these 38 minute games out of him. Like he should have been at 44 minutes tonight. Jimmy Butler's hurt and he was at 40 minutes. I don't understand why Bam Adebayo can't play more than 38 minutes. I'm tired of that shit.
I'm with you on that.
So yes to that, but again, some of the things that gets frustrating with him is like, nigga, you know we're struggling to score offense. You see nobody can take a shot. Yeah. Like god damn, and then you just erupt for 8 to 12 points, and it's always, at least for me, I'm not gonna speak for whatever Twitter does with their words. For me, it's always been, damn, why this late? Why does it take you having heard the noise? Why does it take you not getting whatever? Like, why does it take them being down 24 for you to be like, all right, shit, I'ma just play with reckless abandon. I'ma just go balls to the wall. I'm not gonna think too much. I'm just going to go and do what is naturally innate to me that still needs molding and still needs working out. He still has a lot of skill work to do, but like, that is what's so frustrating about him is he has the body, he has the form. Yeah, he shoots the shit soft, but he has the pieces, and you see him like explode to put the pieces together. And then he really fucked it up with that 9-game stretch during the regular season where he was just on.
Yeah.
And so you look like you're turning a corner. You look like things are like, okay, this is who he knows that we kind of want him to be. And even the presser, we'd say, you know, we're tired of hearing Bam talk about, oh, I got to be more aggressive. The one presser that was looked particularly different, he was basically saying, it felt like he was saying, I didn't know that, like, they really need that from me. Yes, we do. And so to like explode for nine, almost knock my painting off, to explode for 9 games to do that, and then to not, but then pop up in the third quarter after we're already 24 points down, and then cool. But then 2 games later, all right, I'm going to give it to you again. Like, that shit builds. And again, put your words and take them and make them less emotional. But like, people are allowed or not to, but that shit builds, and It's frustrating.
I guess my question is, at one point, what point does somebody have to keep showing you who they are before you believe them?
But you told me for 9 games, and you know that we know that we need you to do this.
What makes an offensive superstar? A guy who can do it every single night. A guy, listen. I didn't cut you off. A guy that can do it every. Bam has showed us time and time again. He can do 25, 25, 23, and then he's going to go 8, 6, 8, 6, 10, 12, and then he's going to go 23, 24, 30, maybe even drop a 40-pointer. He is an inconsistent offensive player. So we can get as frustrated as we want with him. He is not that dude. And the thing is, what he brings to the table, they need desperately. The other guys have to score. Like, you cannot go into a game with 0 field goals made from your starting backcourt, and when Bam is your leading scorer, come out of the game blaming him. Bam could have dropped 30 tonight. 30. And they were losing. I don't care what that final score says. That was bullshit garbage time. If Bam dropped 35 points tonight, they were losing this game.
Not that necessarily. No, that's not necessarily the truth. No, it's not. That could have been dropped at spurts that was cutting momentum. That could have been dropped at spurts where they needed it before, when it was at like 15 and not at 24. No, that's
If he hit 23 points tonight above his season average, they're losing this game.
That's not what I'm saying. That's the complete.
I understand being frustrated. I understand being frustrated with but at some point we have to walk away from these games. Bam did his job tonight.
Yes.
He had 18 and 10. He played stellar defense, and you lost this game badly. None of that shit is Bam's fault. And I you can be as frustrated with Bam as you want. I'm frustrated. I'm watching him like, shoot. But the thing is, he did his job.
Yes, putting the blame for the loss on him, that's not the thing.
But that's what I'm talking about.
Where the frustrations are with him.
That's what you can be frustrated with Bam. But the next thing that we go to is when we're blaming him for the, like, I'm reading the chat. I'm done with this guy. I'm done with Bam.
No, well, why? Then why? Guess what? Then we're not going to be in contention next year if you get rid of him. Focal points.
Play Bam for fucking Donovan Mitchell, and you will lose 135 to 95. Exactly. But we'll score 15 more points than we did tonight. Who gives a fuck? Like, that's my point. It's like, I understand being frustrated, but at some point, Bam is who he is. And Bam did the things that Bam needs to do tonight to win a basketball game.
We got the Bam game, all right? We got the Bam game that we were going to get in the series. You're going to get one every series if you're lucky with the way that he asserts himself on the offense. We got it. This is who he is on offense.
Right, but I think you're right. Like, there's a little too much invested, and I'm like blaming the one thing, and it's exhausting and it's lazy. There are a multitude of things to be frustrated about in a game like this, and frankly throughout points in this series.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous. I don't, you know, the tearing down of certain players, especially after, you know, a couple games ago, you know, winning you certain games. It's lazy. I see a lot of people talking about Kyle, and that we should touch on Kyle's performance tonight. I see more people, much more people are really sort of blaming Kyle, even more than Bam in this, because he didn't.
Kyle get off that bench in the fourth quarter, and he didn't even look like he could stand up.
I know.
Like,
I know.
Then don't be out there. No, don't be out there.
But don't blame Kyle for that.
No, but don't. Don't blame Kyle for that shit, because Kyle is not right. Kyle has not been right.
So
all right.
If you don't feel right, why let me put you out?
Yeah.
Listen, every competitor is going to want to play.
That's
and
fair.
What do you say? And the counter to that is, you always have to save them from themselves and from the detriment of the team.
And that's what. So my problem is not with Kyle trying to gut out an injury, because we applaud that shit all the time, mm-hmm. until we lose and we get emotional as fans, and now we want to trash the dude. Kyle's trash. That's when I get mad. We're trashing a dude who's gutting through an injury. But if he didn't even try to play, we'd be like, Kyle's soft. This is the stuff that annoys the fuck out of me.
It's so lazy. It's so dumb. Okay, if you're going to blame anybody, blame Spo.
Yeah.
Blame the coaching staff for letting a guy play through injuries. Boom. I'm fine with that.
I support that.
I think he waited too late to bring Caleb back in, so that's fine. I do have some issues with Spo tonight. Yes. That's fair.
Spread it around. Put it to where it goes. But it do go to a few different places.
You want to blame somebody? Blame the fact that we probably shouldn't have played Jimmy or Kyle in game four.
Hey, I was saying that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jimmy needs that extra rest, man. That could have been the difference in this series. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Kenny.
We ended up getting away from what I was going to say. I just have to get back to it. So, and obviously I'm going to like say it differently because like we're not speaking to just regular like people who annoy me typically. I think what happened tonight is like Bam went out there. The Celtics weren't dropping on everything. They were giving him the switches he wanted. He did attack him. I think he went into halftime with 10 or 12 points. He started the third quarter on the bench for a really long time. When he came back in, Gabe was going off. And, I mean, and again, I just try to be consistent. So, all season when Bam's going off or when whoever's going off and Jimmy comes in and tries to take back over and he's not playing well, everybody's mad at Jimmy, right? If we want Bam to take these jumpers that he's not good at, like, that's okay. He has to take it because it's there. All season long, we've been mad at Jimmy for doing that. And so I just don't understand why. And then at the end of the day, when Gabe started to get cold, that's when Bam started to take back over. And the game was pretty much over, but the lead started to be cut back down. And I think Bam, I guess, taking over too late. I didn't see that way. I will respect Bun's like perspective, but I didn't see that way. But even if that's the case, you still want that over a guy who's going to pack it up and quit.
Yeah,
if it's late, if it's
but I agree with Bond. I would have loved to see it earlier. I would have loved to see some of that aggression earlier. Like,
the whole point behind the frustration with Bam.
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm also not. That's why I understand the frustration. I'm also just not the one that's gonna say Bam's trash, trade him all. Like that's where I feel like we always go too far. Like I'm watching the game with my wife tonight, and I'm just like, oh, okay, now Bam decides to do something. Thanks. Like too little, too late. But I'm more mad. Is Max hurt?
He's definitely hurt. He's really hurt.
He's definitely. Mm-hmm.
Hurt. Oh yeah.
You saw him go back into the locker room for a while. Yeah.
I'm looking at Max.
He's moving. He getting shots up. If you're getting shots up, I need some of them to fall.
Yeah, but when's the last time someone was hampered with a hamstring injury that was like shooting the basketball lights out?
I don't know.
It's tough. It's tough to do that. But yeah, he was definitely out. Didn't he? He even went to the locker room for a bit, right, Max?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
the Celtics in him. Yeah.
Now, Haywood Highsmith was a plus +4 in 2 minutes, and so was Omer.
Some positives.
There we go.
Listen,
I love it.
I will say this. If we are sitting here thinking that the season's over, and the Heat can't go into Boston and win a game. Like, come on.
They win game six and fucking anything can happen.
It's wide open at that point.
Yeah.
They just took a game in Boston, 4 days ago?
Yeah, like, and honestly, it's not even just some Homer shit. It's just the fact that these playoffs have been super fucking weird. Mm-hmm. Like, Boston just did this to Milwaukee last series. Boston was dead in the water after when Milwaukee went up 3-2, right? Boston went into Milwaukee 1-1 and then won game seven at home. Now, are the Heat facing an uphill battle if these guys aren't right? Like, I would like to see Kyle come off the bench. I would like to see Gabe in the starting lineup right now. And I'm not even trying to be a Duncan homer. I'd like to see Duncan in the starting lineup and see what Max can give you off the bench. Because Duncan, I felt like, played well. Like, he didn't shoot
great. Made a couple shots.
Ooh, they were chasing the shit out of him, though. They were fearful.
The fuck out of him. And honestly, in this series, Max or Duncan should be on the floor at all times. Like, they make the defense react completely differently. And I'd like to see some minutes of them overlapping if Max is right. So I do think, like, we are not, like, this shit is not over. In the least. You know? It's a seven-game series. I mean, and honestly, and also and at the end of the day, if they lose and because they were just, you know, they're injured and they just didn't have enough, you know, it's not an excuse because other teams are overcoming injuries right now. But it is what it is, you know.
And really, like, if they do lose, I think regardless, because I think championship or bust is a really dumb mentality because, like, championships, there's so much luck that goes into it. Mm-hmm. This would be a season to celebrate.
Great season.
Look, oh, yeah.
One of my – no matter what happens, one of my favorite Heat seasons of all time.
Well, and I also want to say, like, there's the whole thing that I hadn't really noticed in years past so much, but it's like ever since the bubble, calling the Heat bubble frauds and whatnot, there people still are saying they're like the worst one seed of all time. I'm like, what the fuck?
How
like legitimately? No, I'm not in the mood for that tonight. But like, legitimately though. Can you get this far in the Eastern Conference Finals? Can you get to a Game 6, potential Game 7, you know, against – you? Listen, I know the Sixers were also hobbled, but they still were playing with Embiid, right? You know, this series, the Celtics, listen, they're also hobbled, but they have a full roster right now. So I just – that's so stupid. And enjoy saying that shit from your fucking mom's couch, you fucking losers.
But who did the Celtics beat that everyone's so – the Nets who proved to you all season long they weren't that fucking good. They couldn't play defense to save their fucking life. The Bucks without Chris Middleton.
Yeah.
But who was killing us last year? Chris Middleton was putting it in us game after game last year.
Nice.
But again, I don't want to sit here I agree with all those points, but I'm not going to sit here and go like, well, fucking Boston, look, they're fucking no.
They're great.
They are great. And you play what's in front of you, but there is no way, like, go to hell if you think that if they lose in six in the Eastern Conference Finals, that this season was a wash and this season sucked. Fuck off. It's really, really stupid.
First things first, there's no such thing as an 82 game fluke. It takes a lot of consistency to like win over what is that, 5-6 months? Like with guys being out, having to step up, and again, back to the point of this season being something to celebrate. You have Gabe and Max going from fringe league guys, they got a contract and people are always like, either like, oh, okay, whatever, or I don't know, why would they get 2 years, to being real deal, like, contributors on one of the better teams in the NBA. You have the team who has been one of the better teams in the NBA after getting swept in the first round last season. So I think even if this season does end on whichever day, whether it's, I don't know what day it is. My life's been crazy recently, but
It's 2 days from now. That's how it is.
Yes. If the season ends 2 days
or from 2 days from then, or whatever. But it's definitely 2 days.
If it ends 2 days from now, I will understand people's frustration. Then I get that. But me personally, I'm gonna take this as a season to celebrate and build on. See what they do in the offseason. I'm taking the season to celebrate.
No matter what happens the rest of the way, this was a great, great season.
So with that,
not a bust, but not a success. I mean, how is it not a success? Season. I don't really understand.
Who thought the Heat were finals contenders coming into the season?
I did, but
I did not. I mean, I thought they were 4 or 5 seed. I thought second round.
I thought coming into the season,
I thought they were a 4 or 5 seed. I thought getting to the second round was going to be a success, and then let's see them build on it again next year.
That's but also,
I had Eastern Conference Finals as a success, like a late ECF run.
That's
where we are.
Yeah, no, but then it began to feel like, okay, I don't know. I think the thing that it is like, so PJ's getting older, right? Kyle's getting older. Jimmy has more miles and more bangs to the knees and these things. And so it kind of felt like, you know, this, so what's the window, I guess, is my question. If this is a success, what's the window? That's it. And so when people started going down and it felt like, okay, like maybe we can, you know, capitalize and like get in there and really, you know, pull some shit out. And then it's like, I don't think it's a failure by any stretch. I think that's a bit ridiculous. But I do think it's maybe a opportunity loss, like an opportunity that you didn't, I don't know, that you thought that you had.
I would call it more of an opportunity loss if you were fully healthy, getting your ass whooped by the Celtics. Like if Kyle was looking good, like if Kyle was looking right, if Jimmy mm-hmm. was looking right, if Tyler Herro was looking right, if Max Schrews was looking right, and you got your ass whooped by the Celtics, then I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And to me, it's just like, it's not even like you got just all old guys that are hurt. You got young guys out here hurt. Mm-hmm. And that's like, that's why I'm like, I'm not looking.
Right. And nobody's worried about them. They're going to it's the old people that we're like, all right, yeah, it's not a failure, but like, damn, we kind of let one get away a little bit. Yeah. And if this shit comes to an end again, it doesn't have to. I believe that they can.
Wait, let's get back to the issue at hand. The Heat are going to Boston on Friday night and whooping that monkey ass. Okay? Fucking cowards. Let's fucking go. Monkey, that monkey shoulder they whooping, whatever. Thank you.
We should really talk about, we just got to touch on this fucking tweet from Embiid tonight. Miami needs another star.
Nigga auditioning.
I like guy. The patrol though. That's
listen, save that. Oh, save that for
it's
the
hilarious, isn't he? Was so funny.
Save that for the off season. I got some. I got some trade packages. Packing them up.
Alf, if you're gonna do that, you got to be less entertaining.
See, I never know where this is going to go. Okay, here we go.
Oh, my God.
Kinda like
there it is.
NFL equivalent for each
NBA.
NFL equivalent for each name in NFL.
Someone clipped me saying the coach's name.
No, so I think those two will probably be equivalent.
Except my man.
You know what? The fact that both of those are icons and how they impact the sport says everything. Strike talk wireless Will in here, man. My dog.
God damn it.
Can I hear it one more time?
Please.
I never know where this is going to go. Okay, here we go. Kind of like naming NFL equivalent for each.